Christ Jesus comes to us in the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying, 'You will be made free'?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. O God, throughout the ages, your Spirit has come to reform, reshape your people. We pray that you might reveal your Spirit to us this day, that we might feel that powerful Spirit here to continue to reform and reshape our lives in the image of your Son, Jesus. Open our hearts to speak to us, that we might know your will. Jesus. Jack, Connor, Caroline, have you ever been slaves to anyone? Maybe mom and dad, you think? How about each of us? How would you answer that question? Have you ever been slaves? We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. They boasted in today's gospel. Really? Really? What about those 50 years in Babylonian exile? What about those 400 plus years of slaving in Pharaoh's brickyards of Egypt? What about only a century or so earlier under the horrible Greek persecution? What about the current occupation by the Romans in your land? Never slaves to anyone, you say? Let's be real. It's all a boast, we know. A matter of bravado, of human pride, to admit that you are or have been a slave to someone is to admit that you need to be free. To admit that you're a slave is to admit you need someone else's help. That you're trapped in a situation where you are not the one in charge. Where you are totally dependent upon the mercy of another. Those descendants of Abraham in today's gospel lesson, they were caught up in this trap of human pride and denial. The saddest part is that according to John's gospel, these particular descendants of Abraham were not the ones who were fighting and opposing Jesus. This particular group were folks who, the scripture says, had believed in Jesus. These descendants of Abraham had believed in all the amazing deeds of power Jesus had done. They believed in his promise of forgiveness, in his words of light and life. And yet when it came down to it, they, perhaps like us, who have also believed, we find it difficult to let go of our human pride. And accept the fact that in the end, our heritage, our lineage, our human labels, none of them are enough. That they and we cannot do it on our own. That they and we are slaves. We need help. Not slaves to Pharaoh, not slaves to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, not to Antiochus the Greek ruler, or Caesar the Roman emperor. but slaves to that ultimate slave master. The one we too like to deny in our own lives. Whether we are teenagers, senior citizens, or anywhere in between. Very truly I tell you, Jesus answered them, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And so it is, not just for the group of proud Jewish believers in today's gospel lesson, it is for all of us. In today's passage from the second reading that we heard from Romans that inspired Martin Luther and the great reformers of the 16th century, we hear these words from St. Paul. Since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they are now justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By the law of works, the things we do, the things we try to accomplish? No. But by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. Justified by grace as a gift from God. Justified by faith. Justified by Jesus. What about us this morning? What about Jack, Connor, Caroline? What about each of us? We particular group of folks gathered here who have also believed in Jesus. Who like to hear about Jesus' deeds of power and grace. Who like to hear Jesus' words of light and life. And yet, in spite of all that, at times, still get caught up in our human pride. We still find days, weeks, years when we like to live in denial. Still convinced that we are not slaves to anyone. That we can do it on our own. That we don't need the freedom that God's grace gives. Today on Reformation Sunday, these three young disciples, Jack and Connor and Caroline, seated before us, they will come and stand before the altar of the Lord. It is a powerful witness they give us all, the act in which they affirm their baptism. They will not stand before us to affirm that they have completed a 2.5-year program of religious study. And they will not stand before us to affirm that they are becoming adult members on some role of some human congregation. They will stand before us to affirm the gift of God's grace in their lives. The gift that God first gave them in their baptism, just as God first gave that gift to you and me. And the gift that God has given each of them and has given all of us in Jesus. They will stand here not ultimately in front of us, but stand here in front of God. To affirm to live the rest of their lives shaped by this miraculous gift, the gift of God's grace, forgiveness, and power of Jesus. They will fall on their knees to affirm that they can accomplish none of this on their own. But it is only through another gift of God, the gift of the Holy Spirit, that they and we have any power in our lives to live out this gift of faith. Just a few weeks ago, the news was filled with images of a 1,000-year flood that washed away dams and roads and more. But today on Reformation Sunday, we gather to celebrate a 2,000-year flood. A flood of God's grace that has come into the world through the dawning new covenant of God's love for all of Jesus. A flood of God's grace to wash away not dams and roads and holes and basements, but to wash away every sin and brokenness that threatens to separate any of us and every one of us from the heart of God's love. This flood of God's grace continues to flow for Caroline, Connor, and Jack, for each and every one to whom the love of Jesus is revealed. This flood of God's grace washes over us to set us free. In the midst of all the political talk about freedom, in the midst of all the TV ads and products that are supposed to protect us from keeping our identities that may be stolen, today we hear Jesus' words about freedom and identity. A freedom that cannot be taken away or stolen. A freedom that cannot be given us by the Lord. Freedom. It gives us an identity that we can never lose. Redeemed and loved children of God. Are you indeed with freedom in your life? It starts from that old line of liturgy from our worship books. We are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. And it starts with the humble acknowledgement that without God, without God's gift of grace, we have no hope, for we cannot do it on our own. It starts with this humble admission, God, I need your gift. Today we will hear our confidant speak. Sometimes it's good for us to hear our own voices say these things. God, I need your gift of grace. Say it.
God, I need your gift of grace.
God, I cannot do it on my own.
God, I cannot do it on my own.
Indeed, we cannot do it on our own. It is by the grace of God, the gift of God's Son, that we have hope. For as Jesus said, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Jack, Jesus has set you free. Connor, Jesus has set you free. Jesus. It is not of your own doing. It's not of any of our doing. It's only by the gift of God's grace. We are set free. This freedom the world cannot give. To live our lives bearing witness to the grace of God. To share with the world this gift that has been given us. Forever be our cause to live our lives with joy. Joy in serving the Lord, sharing the gift that we have been given.